Yeah, NBA Strayer. How you going? I hope it's all right, man. It's Wednesday, March 7. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and a bunch of other places. I'm here in a snowed-in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York. Man, it is coming down. That means there's no Russian dude staring at me from across the road on top of the brownstone. Because it's just pelting down with snow. Radical. That's it, man. We're here making sure you know what's going on in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball. Just out here repping Australia, mate. Talking NBA junk for your favorite daily NBA podcast. And today, Wednesday, all day, we're wrapping all the NBA games from last night. There was a couple of crackers too. It was awesome. Plus, we've got all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah. Better than Lonzo Ball. The unpopular opinion of the day that's going to be at the Rockets today. And as we do every single bloody day here on NBA Australia, we're going to check in on every single Australian player and see how they're going. It's also Wednesday. As mentioned, we have the Mark Bradke Sweaty White Guy of the Week Memorial Hall of Fame. On you, Mark. A great moment in NBA Australia stat history. Oh, that's going to be about Andrew Gaze. Gazey, the Grey Mamba. And we'll finish up with a brand new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And it's amazing. All right, let's do it. NBA Australia, let's go. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, man, it was his birthday. Happy birthday, big fella. That's a hell of a Shaq attack for his 46. Not bad. All right, man, what do we do every day at the start of NBA Australia? The Daily Whip Around. Oh, yeah, flame grilled whopper. Can you tell I've still got like this cold? My throat is rooted. It's amazing. My voice is pretty intense, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, let's do it. Tuesday, a lot of games. Tankapalooza update. Teams go 1-2 in the old tank race. I love it. So let's do the wraps. Sixers beat the Hornets 128-114. Sixers just beat them last Friday. Do it again. Do it. Do it. Do it again.
I mean, how's that Hornets defense though? Jesus, Sixers shot 57.5% from the floor and 48.5% from three. That's ridiculous. They went 16 of 33 from three. Holy shit, this is the Sixers. Covington goes 5 of 9. He ends up with 22. The homie, Dario Saric, goes 4 of 7 from 3 and ends up with 19. Joel Embiid with an 18-5-4. Big Simo, not bloody bad. Maybe hit that lady who flew out to see him as well because he had an absolute corker. 16 points, 18 rebounds, 13 assists. We'll talk about that later in depth. Thing is, Sixers didn't need to do much. Like, that's why Embiid and Simo's points and, like, totals were just, like, not huge. They didn't need to be. They smashed him. For the Hornets, fuck Dwight Howard, had 30 points, 6 rebounds. Nick Batum had 12 points, 10 assists, sure. And, hey, remember how we're all losing our minds about Malik Monk? Yeah, he's not good. 3 of 10 for 9 points, 1 of 6 from 3. Jesus. Hornets are now looking up at the playoff picture to a horrifying degree. They are 6 games back. That is brutal. They still have the NBA's third easiest remaining schedule, but come on, man. 6 games. What are you going to do? Philly, they still sit in 6th, 35-28. Six. 35-28. Not bad. Looking up at Indy and the Wiz. Brutal. Oh, well. Look, 6 is pretty good. I'll take that. 6 for the Sixers, but that means they're still 1.5 games up on the Bucks and 2 games up on the Heat. So, good job, Sixers. Good job. Hawks at Raps. Ugh, gross. 106-90. Raps smash for the Hawks. Dennis Schröder. I am German. Schröder. 11 points on 13 shots. Classic Schröder. 12 of 10 for Dwayne Dedmon. John Collins, the rookie. That's dad. Tall Cocktail, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Not bloody bad. John Collins, he's bouncy. For the Raps, I mean, whatever. 25 for DeMar DeRozan, kid. And their bench, that famed Raptors bench, had 47 led by CJ Miles, Dallin Wright and co. Pascal Siakam. Sure. this Raps bench is ridiculous. They are killing it. And that's what happens. When you got a good bench, you can just like spend your regular season games beating the shit out of the Hawks. See how you go in the playoffs, Raptors. Heat and Wiz go to overtime. 117, the Wiz win it to 113, the Heat. The Wiz move to 11-6 without John Wall. I mean, sure. Why not? For the Heat, D-Wade had 22, missed a game-tying jumper in the lane with 4.1 seconds left in OT. And this happened after he basically tied it up and sent it to overtime. Not bloody bad. Had a three-point play to get it to overtime. Not bad, D-Wade. Has scored 20 or more points in three of their last five. Still, they're not winning many of those games. They are 5-5 in their last 10. So, I don't know what to tell you. D-Wade, help or hindrance? Interesting. Tyler Johnson at 21. The Miami starters sucked. They got outscored by the bench 64-49. Gross. What are you doing, Miami? Jesus. 16-7-5 for Dragic. And the rest was just a shit show. On the Washington side, Brad Beal. Just call him Brad. 6-7 for three. Ends up with 30 points. Tomas Santoransky had 19. Keith Morris had 16 and, holy shit, 16 points and 13 rebounds. Not bloody bad. Washington finished 14 of 24. That is their best three-point shooting performance of the season. They sit in fifth, basically tied with Indy at fourth. Not bloody bad. The loss, they drop for Miami. That drops them into eighth. They're a half game behind seventh-place Milwaukee. Still, kind of fun game. It's just like, oh, this has got pretty big playoff implications, man. And the Wiz. Just eke it out. Brad Beal, you absolute star. Then the big game of the night. Rockets go into Oklahoma City and win their 16th straight game. What? 122-112. What a fun-ass game. Rusty has 32 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. Melo, when he's not yelling at everybody, where's the help, man? When James Harden blows by him. He's like, I don't know, Melo. Maybe play a fucking skerrick of defense, you dickhead. Anyway, Melo ends up with 23, looked good, had 4 of 10 from 3, but still, it's not enough. Paul George, run of 20-point games, is snapped. He goes 7 of 16 for 17 points. Yeesh, 2 of 8 from 3. Gross. Steven Adams, boo. He had 16 and 8 and 3 steals. Not bad. But the Rockets, man, 48 points combined for CP3 and Harden. CP3 ends up with 25, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Harden, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 11 assists. Holy shit. Eric Gordon with 14 off the bench. Nene with 8 sort of crucial points as well, man. Like, this is how the Rockets beat you randomly. Like, Nene gets like 8 points. You're like, fuck, man. How do we lose by 10? You're like, ah, oh, that's right. We let Nene score fucking 10 points. Well, 8 points on like putback dunks. Jesus. But this is great. The Rockets are killing it. They are now 33-1 when Harden, Paul, and Clint Capela all play in the same game. Holy shit. They are the first team to 50 wins for the season as well. Sitting pretty at the top of the West there. They beat the Warriors, who also made it to 50 wins last night, but we'll get to that in a second. Nuggets go into Dallas. One of the Tankapalooza teams. It's a tank race. And the Nuggets lost. What the fuck are you doing? Also, Mavs, what are you doing? You're meant to be losing. Jesus. It's 118-107. Nuggets, man, you can't lose by 11 to the fucking Mavs when you're like, oh, yeah, nah, we're trying pretty hard to make the playoffs. It doesn't fucking look like it. Jesus. So Joker sits out the entire fourth quarter. Mike Malone's like, dude, you're playing like shit. And Joker's like, yes, I play like bad sometimes. He's very bad, no? Joker, 2 of 9 for 4 points. 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Not great. But it's the rest of the crew on the Nugs who also had a shit one. The dartsman, Gary Harris. He's a dartsman because, look, what sort of basketball player is a name like Gary Harris? That is definitely a darts player. He is the dartsman. He had 11 points on 13 shots. Not great. Jammin' Jamal Murray has 6 points on 2 of 8 shooting. Jesus. And even though Paul Millsap's coming back from injury, 3 of 10. Not great, bro. Not great. He has 12 and 6. But yeah, Nugs, shit show across the spectrum. Whereas the Mavs, Yogi Ferrell and Dirk Nowitzki both made their first 5 threes in this game. It was unbelievable. Yogi ends up with 24 points. The old G-Leaguer, the old Brooklyn Nets cast-off. Jesus. 6 or 7 from 3, he ends up with. Dirk ends up with 17. Not bloody bad, but it is Dennis Smith Jr. out there crushing with 18 points and a career high 11 assists. I fucking love Dennis Smith Jr. Nerlens Noel, fourth game back. He came back from the weird thumb injury and had 14 rebounds. Wow. It's almost like the Mavs need like a young center or something. And he played 26 minutes, which I'm actually assuming is part of Rick Carlisle's tanking MO. But Nerlens Noel is actually like, guys, I'm not actually that bad at basketball, no matter what Rick Carlisle believes. So the Mavs win. Unbelievable. On your Nerlens. Fuck them. The Nugs, man, now they are 35 and 29. They are half a game up on the Clippers and only one game up on the Jazz. Jesus. The crazy part is all three of those teams is, and the Thunder are there in 37-29, and all of those teams are basically like 6-4 in the last 10, whereas the Jazz are smoking hot. It's because of the jingler, I'll tell you that much. Knicks go into Portland and get their asses kicked, 111-87. Blazers on a back-to-back. At home, no problems. They play in LA the night before, roll back home, kick the crap out of the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. Blazers are now on an 8-game winning streak. This was awesome. It was close for a half as well. And then the Blazers blew them out in the third quarter with a 30-19 scoring third quarter. Not bad. That was all she wrote. 19 for Tim Hardaway, the lesser. 18-11 for Enes, the penis canter. And how are the Knicks starting point guards?
The storied mecca of basketball. Frankie Smokes. Emmanuel Mudiay. Not bloody bad.
Oh, wait, no, that was shithouse. 28 minutes for Frankie Smokes. Goes 2 of 7. Ends up with 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. And Mudiay, 3 points on 1 of 9 shooting. Oh, man, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. That's some pretty good tanking, Knicks. Holy shit. Blazers that, oh, man, come on. We're here. We're here because of Dame Lillard. We're all here for Dame Dollar. He's Enfuego. He's Muy Caliente. He's on fire. Fucking Dame, man. 10 of 18 from the field last night. 11 threes he takes. He hits 8 of them. Holy shit. Who goes 8 of 11 from 3? Dame ends up with 37. We'll talk about that in a sec. 19, 6, and 4 for CJ. 11 and 8 for Nurk. Yes, he's Bosnian Pier. You want me to go up against Enes Kanter? Sure. 5 and 10 and 2 assists for Zach Collins. Zachy Cakes, my new Zachy Cakes. Sorry, Zach Randolph, but not bad, Zach Collins. Rough shooting night, 1 of 7, but still, a lot of energy. Blazers stay third in the West, now with a hint of breathing room. It's not bad, man. They're like they're one game up on the Pelicans. And look, you'll take it. Fuck yeah. Moving on, Nets lose to the Warriors, which surprises nobody. 114-101, but the Nets actually led this at the half, which was fucking bananas. So the Golden State basically beat Brooklyn by 20 twice in the one game. So they were up by 21 points in the first quarter, and then the Nets came all the way back and were leading by 5 at the half. And then the Warriors just went and fucking smashed it open the third quarter and fourth quarter and got up by 20 again, which is fucking crazy. And then, I don't know, like what, ended up winning by 13 just because the Nets kind of pulled it together a little bit late. And the Warriors were like, fuck it, dude, we've won, whatever. D'Angelo Russell plays one of his best games as a Net, 22 points, 8 assists, 10 points on 11 shots for Karis, my sweet baby carrots. Sweet baby carrots, LeVert. 19 on 19. Oof, not great, Damari Carroll. And that'll basically be it for the Nets. 34 for Steph, 6 of 12 from 3. That's not even close to Dame Lillard. Ayo. 19 points for the coward, Kevin Durant. 16, 5 and 9 for Dre. Interestingly, though, only 15 points from the Warriors bench, which is, you know, a slight worry against the Nets. Jesus Christ. Young, Livingston, Looney, Iggy, Jordan Bell. They're all playing substantial minutes in this game as well, but yeah, just couldn't score. So, well, there you go. Thing is, they were playing the Nets. Didn't matter for the starters, but yeah, keep an eye on that for the bench going into, like, you know, games against good teams. Anyway, Warriors, they move to 50-14. Half game back from the Rockets. That is fucking ridiculous. They're on the 6-game winning streak themselves. The Rockets have won 16 straight, and they're a half game up on the Warriors. That is fucking just ridiculous, isn't it? And then the final game of the night, a very fun one. 9-game win streak for the Pelicans. They beat the Clippers 121-116. Hey, here's a question. Why the fuck were the Clippers wearing the Thunder's jerseys as their city jersey? What the fuck? Did they get matched up on Bumble? Fuck me, man. The Clippers, how have you fucked up this whole jersey situation so badly in these last couple of years? So, oh, look at our new things. We got them designed by the Miami Heat. And these city jerseys, like, oh, they're like the Buffalo Braves ones or like the San Diego Clippers. Like, no! They've just the fucking, you've just taken the Oklahoma City jerseys and like put Clippers on the front of it, you fucking morons. Oh, Jesus, Clippers. Anyway, this game was very fun. Had a scary moment when Anthony Davis had to go get an x-ray in the middle of the game on a rib contusion. He looked in a lot of pain, but came back and scored 31 of his 41 points in the second half. Ends up with 41, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks, 4 of 7 from 3. Anthony Davis! I love it. Giroux also had 19 points and 17 assists. Holy shit. Not too much elsewhere for the Pelicans. For the Clips, Sweet Lou had 27. Montrez, he had 26. Tobias Harris had 27 and 11. Not bad. Clips came all the way back in this. They're outscored by the Pelicans. They outscored the Pelicans by 10 in the fourth, but just couldn't get over the hump. There you go. Clippers now just looking up. Basically, half game back from the Nuggets in 9-8. So there you go. Really, really needed that one. Pelicans smartly, though. Hanging out in fourth, 37-26. They're a half game up on the Spurs. Jesus, man. A 9-game winning streak. Anthony Davis, MVP race. Let's do it. All right. Speaking of which, let's get to the NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's not a night. That's a night.
Oh, it's back-to-back winner, Damian Lillard. Come on, 37 points after a 39 the night before. Holy shit. Unbelievable. 8 of 11, man, from 3. What the fuck, Dame Dollar? That is ridiculous. He now owns the highest scoring 10-game stretch in Blazers history as well, which is pretty remarkable when you consider they had Clyde Drexler, Brandon Roy, just like all time, like, fuck, you know, any of the amazing, amazing Jailblazers era Blazers. Holy shit, man. Good job, Dame Dollar. But come on, man. We've also got to add another NBA Australia approved performance of the night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That was a knife. Anthony Davis, back to back, man. 40 points. Oh, 41. He ends up with, that is ridiculous, 31 and a half after you've gone to get an x-ray in game. Are you fucking kidding me, Anthony Davis? He has scored 40 plus points in 5 of his last 9. Holy shit. So there you go. 41 points, 13 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Good job, Anthony Davis. That is an NBA Australia approved performance of the night. All right, let's get to Old Mate No Mates.
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 That is the best drop. Ah, I love it so much. All right, well, this one's an easy one. It's just because it's Austin Rivers. Because, look, just fuck Austin Rivers. Is that a good enough answer? I think so. Austin Rivers played 40 minutes last night and scored 11 points on 5 of 14 shooting. Had 3 turnovers. Fuck you, Austin Rivers. Old Mate No Mates. All right, Tankapalooza 2018 update. So how are we doing? How is the bottom of the standings going? We've talked about some of the good teams. So 1-2, our Tankapalooza teams went last night with Dallas winning, which is ridiculous. The Knicks losing and the Hawks also getting the shit kicked out of them. So there you go, 1-2. So that leaves us with Memphis in pole position for the number one pick. They're at 18-45, backed up by Phoenix at 19-47. Then tied for third, we've got Dallas and Atlanta at 20-45. Then you have tied for fifth. We have Orlando, Brooklyn, and Sacramento at 20-44. Then Chicago, 21-42. And finally, the Knicks at 24-41. So there you go. 9 teams. Absolutely shithouse. And just sitting above those 9 teams, oh, it's the Lakers. Anyway, hey, let's talk about Lonzo Ball right now. How's that sound? Hey, let's do it.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. We're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball last night. It is hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. And it's got to be Big Dick Ben Simmons, your rookie of the year on the streets, your MVP in the sheets. Big Simmo, he's out there hitting up smoking hot baddies on Instagram. And he's like, hey, man, I'm in Charlotte. What's going on? Yeah, no, you want me to fly down? Let's do this thing. I don't know if he did that, but, man, he had an absolute corker in the win over the Hornets last night. 16 points, 8 rebounds, 13 assists, 8 of 9 field goals, controlled the game from the start, and could have had a triple-double, his 7th, but didn't need to because they were kicking the shit out of Hornets that badly. Honorable mention to Dennis Smith Jr. last night, 18 and 11, a career high assist total. Lonzo obviously didn't play, so it's hard to compare it. But still, since he came back in his last 5 games, he's 17 of 29 on 3, and he looks good. So I can't really talk too much shit about it. So anyway, let's move on to, it's Wednesday, so it's time for, you know what it is? The Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty White Guy of the Week. That's right. We take a sweaty white guy, add him to the Mark Bradke Memorial Hall of Fame. And this week it is the caveman, Chris Kamen, the other big German. Der Duncan Schnitzel. Not Dirk Nowitzki, but the other one. That's right, because he ends up playing for the German national team. Jesus. Anyway, he was a very sweaty white dude, huh? Played 13 years, was an all-star in 2010, the game that I went to in Dallas. He's playing next to Shaq. It's fucking ridiculous. Amazing. On you, Chris Kamen. Well, to be fair, he earned that one that year. Career best year. He averaged 18.5 points, 9.3 rebounds, 1.3 blocks a game for the Clippers that year. So look, kind of all-star numbers, I guess. Best part is he only shot 49% from the field. Classic caveman. That was also the last year, apart from like a 66-game stretch in Dallas in 12-13, where he was like properly healthy for most of the year. I guess when you sweat that much, man, all the moisture and hydration in your body just disappears and leaves you much more injury-prone. All those muscles don't have all those nutrients. Anyway, averaged 11.2 points and 7.6 rebounds for his career. Not bloody bad. Welcome to the Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty White Guys of the Week Hall of Fame, Chris Caveman Kamen. On ya! All right, let's get to Yeah Nahs right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, Brew, and you're listening to NBA Stream, Cheer, Brew.
All right, man, we're back. It is NBA Story. It's time for Yeah Nahs. Let's do it. Let's smash them. This is where we take 3 NBA storylines and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Let's go. Number one, Steve Kerr says players unselected in the draft should be able to return to college. Should they? Yeah, nah, yeah. Of fucking course they should. Oh, it screws up our recruiting. Too fucking bad. If you're going to talk this shit the entire time, NCAA, all about they're student athletes, then why the fuck isn't a priority to let them come back to school and be a student after they basically go for a fucking job interview? What the fuck is that about? It's not like Swinburne were like, oh shit, sorry Jimmy, yeah nah, you can't come back to uni because you've been working in a bar. Also, you applied for a job. What the fuck, man? The NCAA is fucked. I hate so many aspects of this shit. Pay them. It's too hard. It's too hard to pay everybody. It's not too hard to pay the fucking coaches. This is fucking easy. Just fucking free market it. It's not fucking hard, you idiots. Number two, is the Clippers getting the dating app Bumble, where women make first contact, to be a jersey sponsor, the most perfect jersey sponsor ever?
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I mean, it is. That's great. Bumble. I mean, unless J.R. Smith got a player-specific jersey patch sponsor and had like a plumber who specialized in pipelaying. But to be fair, that's kind of what Bumble is for the ladies. So, well played. Good job, Clippers. I love it. It was also International Women's Day yesterday, so that was great. Good job by the Clips. Number three, should LeBron take Juju Smith-Schuster up on his offer and move to the NFL and try to win a Super Bowl with the Steelers?
Yeah, nah.
Nah, just not with the Steelers. Come on, mate. Let's go to the Pats. Let's do this. But wouldn't that break the internet? That would be fucking awesome. LeBron's like, ah, man, you know how MJ retired, went and played fucking shitty baseball for the fucking Birmingham Barons? Fuck that. I'm a walk on to the fucking Pats and win a Super Bowl. Me and Tom Brady, bro. Like this. I love it. Break the internet. Fuck you, Kim Kardashian's ass. Let's get LeBron James joining the NFL. Nice. All right, let's move on to Look At Me, Look At Me, the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me, look at me, look at me.
The Rockets will not top their 22-win streak of 2008. Oh, I don't know. I don't even know if I believe this, but I think they won't get there. So they're at 16 now. They play at Milwaukee tonight, which is pretty tough. Thing is, they then play at the Raptors. I think that's the one where they lose. They then play to Dallas. They played like, so they're moving around the country like it's fucking no one's business. OKC, Milwaukee, Toronto, down to Dallas, then home for San Antonio, home for the Clippers. So that would be 19-20, 21. So the game that they would try to equal 22 would be at Pelicans. Then to top that, they've got to go at Minnesota to get to 23. And then they finally play at Portland, which would be 24. I don't know, man. It'd be pretty neat if they did it, but I just don't know. I reckon that Raps game is the trap one. Also neat, hey, James Harden would be the first NBA player to ever go on to win MVP after winning Sixth Man of the Year. Not bad, not bad. Pretty cool. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch right after these words.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Manny Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, man, NBA Australia, we back. It's NBA Australia, it's Australian Player Watch. Only had one Australian going last night. It was Big Ben Simmons, as mentioned, his 16 points, 13 assists, 8 rebounds. Would have had his 7th triple-double, but the Sixers just smashed the crap out of Charlotte. So good job, Big Simmo. Patty Mills, he's 5 of 22 over his last 4 games from 3. He doesn't play tonight. Joe Ingles, the jingler. He's got the paces this evening. Matty Dellavedova plays the Rockets, but no word on whether or not he's going to be back. This is tough. This hurts. Hurts my soul. I need Dally out there crushing it. All I asked for him are a NBA season. And to be fair, no one was entirely sure if Dally could be killed by conventional weaponry. And, I'm still not convinced. But still. Come on, Dally. Come on. Let's get him back. So that means Thon McCur. Thon, the Thon, Thon, Thon. The Thon song. He plays the Rockets as well. Goes up against Clint Capela. Let's hope that he gets a bit of a run. They'll probably need him as well. Stretch out that Houston defense. Aaron Bangers Baines still leading the league in best individual defensive rating of any current rotation player in the league. Pretty good. Individual defensive rating is pretty tough, and it's obviously small sample size for Baines considering he's only averages between 15 and 24 minutes a game, but still, can't sneeze at that. Andrew Bogut, no team yet, but he's gone a bit quiet on the old Twitter, as you'll find out later. Maybe he's in talks. Find out soon. Mango Matt Young, we checked in him yesterday down to the Greensboro Swarm still. Wonder if he gets another call up once the Hornets realize that their season is done. They're probably going to play, they're going to fall back, what, 8 games out of the race, I think, and they can start doing that sort of stuff. Daily question, yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yes, but come on, should be back at some point this month. Come on, Dante, let's do it. And the final part of Australian Player Watch, hey, how's Kyrie? Yep, he's still in the top 10 in scoring, so that's awesome. All right, it's Wednesday. So what else do we do apart from the Mark Brodkey Sweaty White Guy of the Week? We also move to... Wait, that's not it. It is. I played the wrong one. We have the amazing...
Great moments in NBA Australia stat history.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're playing it. That's the ticket. Anya, great moments in NBA Australia stat history. You know who it is. It's the Grey Mamba. Andrew Bloody Gaze. Absolutely love it. And this, yesterday was the 19th anniversary of his highest ever scoring NBA game against the Clippers on March 6, 1999. So Gazy wanders in and just goes, oh, what? You guys reckon you're up? Yeah, you need me to really seal this deal. I mean, sure, the Spurs won by 29, and that's why Gazy got a bit of run. But this he played the most minutes he played for the entire year for the Spurs, 9 minutes. And as I mentioned yesterday, went at the Clippers like with a ferocity that was reminiscent of my mate Tall Kane spying a slab of VB in a pack of chicken twisties. Went 2 of 4 from 3. They were the only shots he took. All of them were 3-pointers. That was so fundamentally perfect. The big fundamental himself, Tim Duncan, wept with joy. He also had 2 rebounds and a single assist that was so dazzling that Greg Popovich commissioned Reg Mombasa to paint a tribute to it. And there you go, 6 points, 50% from 3. Not bloody bad, Grey Mamba. The craziest part was, he had the exact same line 5 years prior, almost to the bloody day, with the Bullets back in 1994. That is absolutely crazy. It's more of a bloody ripper than the time Glenn Archer made Wayne Carey flinch and pack his dacks at Telstra Dome back in 03. So there you go. Gazy's per 36 numbers would have been 24 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists. But that is an absolute classic moment in NBA Australia stat history, Andrew Gaze's NBA career high scoring night. Good job, Gazy. 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Love ya. You're the Aussie GOAT. That was incredible. All right, let's get to the game previews and the Patty Mills inspiration board right after this one.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes, let's do it. The Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board has apparently been put on hiatus. Patty Mills, not tweeting when it's not game day, apparently. Killing me, Patty. So let's get to the
game previews. Game previews.
How about another inadvertent Bane? What do you reckon?
It's the Jazz versus the Pacers. It's a crucial game for both teams. The Pacers are trying to figure out what would break first, the Jingler or the Gobert.
Jesus Christ. Inadvertent Bane. I've got to keep doing that. Jazz at Pacers. Pacers trying to get up to third in the East. Jazz just trying to bust into that Nugs Clips 8th, 9th spot. This is a fascinating game. Two of probably the traditionally more... I don't want to say boring squads, but I want to say boring squads. Thing is, they've been awesome this year because you got Victor Oladipo versus Donovan fucking Mitchell. This is going to be awesome. Jazz at Pacers. Give me the Jazz. I just love them. They've won 3 straight. Pacers, they've won, I think, 3 straight as well. This is a clash of the immovable object. It's the unstoppable force. Jingler, let's see how you go, mate. I think the Jazz win it. Raps at Pistons. See ya, Pistons. Raps, man, I'm impressed by how much they're crushing teams that they need to crush. I mean, that's how we take y'all serious, right? When you're out there smashing when we expect you to. So Raps win that one. Sorry, Blake. Jesus, he's had a rough run of it, I'll tell you. Grizz at Bulls. Oh, it's a Tankapalooza matchup. Two losers enter. One leaves, a winning loser. The other one, a losing winner. I love it. Watch the Bulls rest everybody. Hey, they got warned by the NBA as well for resting healthy players. So that was pretty funny. What are you doing, Bulls? You dipshits. Come on, just say, oh, Robin Lopez has got a calf and stupid hair. Justin Holiday is he's out injured because he's not as good as his brother. Nice. Grizz at Bulls. The Grizz on a huge 14-game losing streak. I think they win this. I really do. I think they've gotten close in a whole bunch of these games. I think they're not quite as bad as 14 straight losses would say. And look, Marc Gasol might just go, right, fuck it. I'm going to win this game. So give me the Grizz. Rockets at Bucks. Can the Bucks do it? 16 straight. Holy shit. Rockets on a back-to-back from OKC to Milwaukee. Reckon the Bucks are a good chance? I don't know. Giannis. They do have a Reaser and PJ Tucker and Luke Mbara Mukte to throw it. The Greek Freak. See how they go. I don't know. I can't pick against the Rockets, though. Even if it's on a back-to-back. See how they go. Maybe Rockets win. Pelicans at Kings. Pels on a back-to-back as well on their 9-game winning streak. I don't know. Do you reckon they could still win this even if they rested Anthony Davis after that rib injury? Interesting. Give me the Pelicans. I think they win no matter what. Cavs at Nugs. Oh, they played on the weekend. Man, Cavs need this just to stay ahead of the Pacers and Washington. The Cavs could easily slip to 5th if they lose this. So Cavs need to win it. Nugs on a back-to-back after an embarrassing loss in Dallas. I think the Cavs win that. Magic and Lakers. Oh, does Magic get confused anytime the Lakers play the Magic? He's like, hey, man. The Lakers, someone wanders in. He's like, man, we're going to fuck the Magic. And Magic's sitting in the corner going, what? For real? Shit. Anyway, Lakers win that. They're going to kill him because the Magic is fucking shithouse. It's just how it goes. Lonzo, let's see it. Brandon out for a little bit, but Magic are horrible. And you know what? That is it for today, NBA Australia. Done it done. Done it dusted. Stick around for Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And that's going to be fun. That's how we're going to finish up. We're back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Why not chuck us a like on Instagram? What do you reckon? Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Why not? And thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They are the best band in Australia. Their new single, Stop, is an absolute bloody corker. Go request it on Triple J or Nova or wherever you listen to the radio. Stop by House Hats. It is so fucking good, man. Extra special thanks to the legends at Green, 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 Iowa, Fascinator, the Ramshackle Army, and the Kits for the tunes that you heard throughout the episode. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And hey, if you've got a band or mate's got a band, hit me up. I'll run the music. Why the fuck not? I love it. Check all those bands out on Bandcamp and Facey. Love it. They're great. And that's it. As mentioned, Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter coming up, and we will catch us tomorrow. NBA Australia saying, later, Hosa! All right, and welcome to this week's show. I'm Andrew Bogut, and this is Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Because remember, with all these latte drinking, snowflake SJW feminists out there distorting the world with their blue hair and being sensitive to everything, someone needs to tell it like it is, mate. Like real truths and everything. So that's what I'm doing. I speak the truth, and if you don't like my opinions, you can go get stuffed. And because I don't have a job at the moment, I've got even more time to spend correcting idiots on Twitter. Total win. All right, let's get to it for this week. Okay, my first one is, oh my God. So someone sent me this one, and TMZ have said, there is a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot coming with a princess. A female-led Fresh Prince reboot could be on the horizon. Oh, what the fuck? All right, so I better tweet this one out. Sorry, nah. Original won't be beaten. Why are you going to go and do that? Like, come on. Like, the best one was the best one. It's just already done, mate. Okay, so also, oh, this is funny. I got like a voicemail thing. I better tweet this one out. It's pretty funny. Voicemail. It seems like I have won $25,000 in a competition I never entered. Talk about being lucky, eh? It's pretty funny as well. Like, oh, and this guy, at Luis Berrios, he says, I wouldn't fuck with that, Andrew. It's a scam, bro. Or really, Luis? What are you talking about? No way, I won. You heard the guy. Don't be jealous. Oh, nice one. Okay, so, look, I'm not sure if you noticed, but I don't like this entire college situation, and so I'm going to say my part right now. I better tweet this one out. Amidst all this NCAA turmoil, my educated guess is the NBA and the Board of Govs will agree to no longer require a one-and-done rule for high school athletes wishing to go pro. It's just how it's going to have to go, mate, I reckon. I'll just tell you. Oh, look at these guys. NBA Australia, they tweeted at me. What do you think of this big fella? Gives young guys a chance to make some dollars while developing outside the NCAA system and grows interest in the game back home in Oz if they see guys getting drafted. Oh, it's about the NBL going, hey, how about you come play with us? That's pretty good. I'm going to reply. I think it's a great initiative by the NBL. The problem, I think, is the NBA changes the rules. It's true, mate. It's true. Oh, and there's also a tweet from my friend Jason. He says, it was, to my surprise, a delicious cup of coffee. The espresso was citrus-tinged and fresh, with not a trace of bitterness, and the milk was velvet. On you, Jason. I'm going to say, congrats, J. Cal. Good stuff. He invested in this coffee place, and it's going well. That is good. Nice one. What else have we got? Oh, Ethan Strauss. I was on his podcast last week. He says, baseball, be like basketball and film your preseason. We lifelong super hardcore sim heads are tired of this. I'm going to say like this one because he's taking the piss, mate. Ethan, be more like Radio Ethan. Release the Radio Ethan edit where I talk a bunch of shit. I'll just tell you that right now. Oh, and I better tweet this one out. All right, you know the Oscars went on. And all right, after I say this one, I'm not going to say too much else because look, I might get signed soon, so I'm going to take it easy. Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Oscars, and there's all this Me Too, hashtag Me Too, with all these SJW feminists out there. I'm going to just say my one word, my one piece. Did Kimmel win an Oscar for The Man Show? Sideway eyes, crying emoji. Oh, nice one. Okay, that's all I got time for this week. I've been Andrew Bogut, and this has been Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter, and I'll catch you next week on NBA Australia.